Welcome to the Prayer Podcast. I'm Christy Allen here with Joe Patterson.
Hello, Christy. How are you today?
We are back together again after a long summer and
reunited, and it feels so good.
It does. It does. And we are excited to get back together today and have a conversation. We have been asking our staff and a few folks in our world to kind of give us some more prayerisms that they've encountered, because we felt like that was a really good one of our favorite things to talk about is prayerisms, and wanted to see what they had on their minds. And they came up with a couple of really good ones that we're going to explore here over the next couple days.
So, new people to the Prayer Podcast, Christy, what is a prayerism, real quickly?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, Joe, because you're right. I hope we have some new people tuning in.
Yes.
Prayerisms are those words that we use in our prayers and just in our conversations that maybe we're not real clear what they mean, and they've lost their meaning, kind of lost their punch. Those things that we sprinkle in to our prayers and in hopes that maybe we're striking the right balance and asking the right things. Those words that we think are the ones God wants to hear, because yes, we don't know what words are going to be the ones that do the trick, so yes, to speak. So,
today we evaluated our responses from staff, and we talked, you and I, about what we thought might be impactful today. And so we talked about the term blessing, or you're praying blessing upon our loved ones, or our church, or our community, or seeking to be blessed.
Yes, asking for blessing.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
And how that, you hear that word, or a derivative of that word, thrown around an awful lot in prayer.
Yes.
I mean, an awful lot. And so we're going to explore that today, and seek to kind of recapture what powerful nature that word has for us in prayer.
Yes. And maybe help us wrap our minds around what that really means or should mean to us. And of course, we always here at the Prayer Podcast just want to invite conversation.
Yes.
And certainly we don't have all the answers. We want to be a place of conversation, a place for us to be in this together, wrestling with these questions and the ways that we make prayer complicated, when really it should not be so hard. But this is one of the ways we make it complicated, is using words that we ourselves aren't even sure what we mean by that.
Yes.
You know, and I think if we were to ask people when you're praying a blessing or asking for blessing, we might get some mixed response in that, Joe. I think we might get a couple of different answers there as to what people feel they're asking for.
Yes, and you know, so, you know, join us at the water cooler here.
Yeah.
Join us in the hallway here as we engage in this. And, you know, we look at really the ancient, you know, historical, biblical viewpoint of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the blessing is this holy or set apart or approval that God not only gave his people, but also fathers, patriarchs, gave upon firstborn sons.
Right.
There was a great, I mean, it was everything in biblical times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have biblical stories of siblings fighting over this.
Over the blessing.
Over the blessing.
Yes.
We have story upon story upon story of how vital and how sought after this was.
Mm-hmm.
And we find ourselves in a culture that is desperate for that similar type of feeling.
Yeah.
Of being approved.
Approved and favored.
Of being favored, exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Being set apart, being special.
Yes.
Having a special nature as an individual, as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
We seek after that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we come to this conversation today recognizing that this is part of the human condition.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really, it's a part of our culture. Right or wrong, whether it's been misguided or whether it we're kind of off the track with it right now, this is something that's at the forefront in our culture and in the life of people in the church, people across, honestly, if we really, really open this up, across religious traditions.
Sure.
I mean, this encompasses a lot of things. So.
Well, even people who aren't religious, I think, or would term themselves that way, would want to be blessed,
yes.
to have blessing.
Yes.
And I think what kind of where you're going with that, too, is this idea of blessing equaling privilege,
yes.
or better things,
yes.
or being better.
Yes.
Like you said, being special, kind of being above in some sense, whether that's through our possessions,
yes.
or our status or that kind of thing. So I think we could say that is humanity in a nutshell and through the centuries. I think
yes.
people have always, like you were saying in the old times, that they would fight over the blessing.
Yes.
I mean, we all want that. And I think that's something that has not changed. But maybe, perhaps, we need to reframe what that means, not privilege necessarily, but God's goodness,
yes.
you know, the good things of God, and yes, the holiness of God. And in my mind, when I think of the word holy, to kind of get into another word that we say a lot, but maybe don't reflect on a whole bunch, I like to think of it as wholeness.
Yeah.
You know, that God is perfect and everything good. And that's just who he is. And so then when we want to be holy, to be whole, then we want our brokenness to be healed, whether that's spiritual, physical, emotional, situational, whatever that is. I kind of think of it that way, so that in asking for blessing for me, when I think about it, in that sense of God's holiness, that I'm seeking wholeness,
yeah.
you know, which that's powerful. If I think of it that way, that makes me really want to reclaim the power of asking that.
Yes.
You know, for me.
Yes. I think we were talking earlier about, you know, just to take that to another level, what you're discussing mm-hmm. there, that there are some dangers in this when we get so inward,
yes.
maybe about
these
things for mm-hmm. ourselves. We get kind of us versus them, potentially. Mm-hmm. It becomes, as it did in ancient times, more of a power play.
Right, right.
Or something that it gets really, really misguided and off track. It seems to me that when we get too inward about this quest, that we lose the possibility, we lose the potential for understanding really what a global understanding of blessing means.
Mm-hmm.
God offering all of his creation a similar type of blessing, you
sure.
know, whether we're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Indian, whatever.
Rich, poor, wherever
we are, he offers us a similar approval, a blessing, a seal of his presence, simply because he made us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we likely pray for something that we already have.
Yeah.
But we have lost sight of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That we are blessed by the very nature of being human.
Yes.
Because God loves all of us.
Yes.
All of us the same and wants that same wholeness, holiness, blessing for each and every person. Always. And that he's already given us that just by who he is and who we are automatically. And I think you're right. And I think not only that, but then when we think of the good things of God that we fail to notice, you know, whether for ourselves or just in the world, we get, again, talking about culture in today's culture, turn on the news, then we can get lose hope very, very quickly
yeah.
and think God is not present.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's, you know, everything's going down the tubes, but we miss it. No, God still is very active, is still here, is and always has been working.
the next level, though, to this is we find throughout the Holy Scriptures, you know, I was kind of looking at it today. There's over 100 passages in the Holy Scriptures that encourage this idea that you have been blessed and you have the opportunity. It almost, I mean, it's almost the responsibility.
Yeah, yes.
there is opportunity, but it sounds when you read these scriptures that it teeters on responsibility to bless others.
That you are here. We've all heard this. You are blessed to be a blessing. And I think when we carry that through, like you said, especially Old Testament, you hear that over and over again. And certainly when God set the Israelites apart, that was the whole point, was for them to be the example of here's what a life with God looks like. This is what it means to be holy and to be blessed. And then certainly when we take it to the New Testament, that's Jesus' intention for all time. You know, but we are invited now to bring that wholeness to others and to bless others, because we know, or we should know, you know, we do get caught up in the, like you said, something we already have, but we just don't recognize it, or we're so desperate for, I think we didn't say this earlier either, but I think we mix up blessing with like happiness.
Yeah.
I think maybe if you ask somebody, they might say, well, that means I'm praying for health and wealth and happiness. I think I'm praying for those things when I say I want to be blessed, which aren't bad things. And I'm not saying those are bad things, but I think we think of it in those terms. So then if you think of it that I have that, then how do I pass that on to others and out of my good things that I have?
Sure.
But yes, Jesus talks about that over and over again, about in a broader sense, on to the end of the age, you know, that maybe here on earth we won't necessarily have wholeness, but certainly with him and through his promise, we do have ultimate holiness, you know, which that's so mind-blowing when you think about it, and hard to think about, like you said, that tension there of what does that mean really, and what is my responsibility, and how do I live into that? I don't know.
It seems from our conversation here, just in these last 5-10 minutes, that there's three things that kind of stand out. Number one is we have to come to a point of remembrance and reclaiming and understanding of the immovable character traits and realities of what God has done, is doing, and intends
will
do.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Yes.
Number two, we have to be keenly aware of the dangers of becoming too inward when we think of the term blessing or asking for blessing. And that's not only personally, but maybe even within our families too.
Right, right.
And the third thing is to be aware, to put our head on a swivel and become more and more aware of the possibilities in which we can bless others with the blessings that God has given us.
That's right. Yes.
So those are the three things that kind of strike me here.
Yeah, I think it's all of those things. And then when we think of that, putting all of that together, another piece to that response, again, using the word blessing, is how we bless God.
Yes.
Which when you say that, it sounds really weird, because we ask God to bless us in the sense that we were trying to describe what we think we're asking for. But if we think of blessing as holy and set apart and all that goodness, then when we say we bless God's name, that means we recognize the name of God and who God is, are all those wonderful, good things, you know? And like you said about humanity, that we are all one. We're all one family.
Sure.
And as family members, you would want that wholeness, that inclusion, all those good things, spiritually, physically, emotionally, in every sense of the word, to be whole.
I think also, I think we have to recognize that our perspective, our wrestling with this term blessing, may not be on the same level of others. I mean, there may be folks that are, you know, in under-resourced or marginalized situations that may not necessarily feel like that they're having the same wrestlings that you or I might be having.
Right, right, yes.
And so I think we have to, on some level, we have to recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helps us maybe understand a little bit more about how selfish we can be.
Sure.
In our personal wrestling with this, if we're not cautious.
Right, right, yes. And how if we are calling ourselves blessed or hoping for that, kind of back to that responsibility thing and back to scripture in the Psalms particularly, it talks about a blessed person conducts themselves in these ways, you know. And so that's kind of back to that. But again, if we really think about it, it's just a reflection of God's character, which that's the image we bear.
Sure.
That's what the image is God's goodness and those good things, integrity, honesty, seeking justice for people, you know, all of those things, which like you said, sounds like, oh, we got to get out of ourselves and over ourselves and recognize what does need doing,
but some of that
and
comes
that it's not just for us.
But some of that comes with knowing yourself.
Right, exactly,
you know,
yes.
And becoming, you know, we can't offer the best version of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless we come to terms with who we are,
yeah.
in a real healthy way. So mm-hmm. I think that's really got to be the starting point to fully understanding and reclaiming this idea of blessing,
mm-hmm.
is a personal thing. And I think we want to be careful not to, you know, come off in this conversation like it's not a personal thing or deny.
No, of course. No.
It is a very personal thing. But I think we have to hold personal blessing and God's over-encompassing blessing,
mm-hmm.
in a healthy tension with one another. So
yes.
So both of those things receive our attention and receive our the honor of our participation.
And as you were saying this, and I think this might be a good place to kind of wrap this up, because this, in my mind, what we are called to do is love God.
Absolutely.
Love ourselves and love others.
Yes.
And to me, that's what we're talking
that's
about,
right.
That we can bless God, be blessed, and be a blessing to others.
Yeah, that sounds like a very profound ending point there, Pastor Christy. And so we will leave you at that point. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.